Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbort with today's Shir. Shir is in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Laws of the Utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, Chapter 6, which contains 11 halachas. Perek Shishi, Chapter 6, Halacha Aleph. E efshe sheyia karboni shalodam korev. It is not possible to have someone sacrifice offered in the Beis HaMikdash v'hu eina yoimed al gabov, without his being present standing there while the sacrifice is being performed. The karbonos hatzibur, and in the case of public sacrifices, heim karbon shel kol Yisrael, they are sacrifices that are brought on behalf of each and every Jew. V'i efshar sheyiyu Yisrael kulam oimdim bo azora b'shas hakarbon. So it would be necessary for all the Jews to be standing there in the courtyard at the time, and it's not possible to have each and every Jew individually standing in the courtyard at the time that the public sacrifices are offered. Lefichach, for this reason, Tiknu Nevi'im Harishonim, the early prophets decreed Sheyivru mi Yisrael ksheirim v'yirei chayt, they should choose from among the Jews, kosher Jews, Jews who follow the Torah and are fearful of committing sins, v'yiyu shluchei kol Yisrael, and they shall be agents, shluchim, for all of Israel, lamid al hakarbonis, to stand there at the time of the sacrifices, v'heim hanikroim anshei maimed, and they are called the men of the maimed, the men who stand there at the time of the sacrifice. The Cholkuoysam are above Esimamodes, and these agents who were sent, the Anshei Maimed of all of the Eretz Yisrael, were divided into 24 Ma'amodes, 24 committees, Kiminyan Mishmerois Kehuna Ulevia, this number being the same as the number of the groups of Kehanim, that the groups into which the Kehanim were divided, that we learned in a previous chapter, and the groups that the Levim were divided into. V'alkol Maimed u'Maimed, and on each, every one of these Ma'amodes, of these committees, Echod Mehem Memuna al-Kulam, one of them was appointed as the officer over all of them, V'hu Nikra Reish ha-Maimed, and he is called the head of the Maimed. Halacha Beis, B'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, on each and every Shabbos, Miskaptim Anshei Maimed Shaloise Shabbos, the men of the Maimed, the members of the Maimed of the committee of that week would gather together. Misha Hoya Mehem Birushalayim Oikarev Lo, those among them, of the members of the Maimed, who were in Yerushalayim at the time, or they were close to Yerushalayim, Nichnosim LeMikdash, they would come into the Beis HaMikdash in Mishmar Kehuna Ulevia Shaloise Shabbos. They would enter the Beis HaMikdash together with the group of Kehanim and the group of Levim who were responsible for the service of that week. And those who dwelt far away from Yerushalayim, who were members of that Maimed, Kivin Shehegiya Maimed Shalahem, when the week would arrive in which it was the time of their Maimed, they would gather together in the Beis HaKnesses, in the shul, in their locality. Halacha Gimel, Uma Hemoisim, and what would the members of the Maimed do on their week? Elu HaMiskaptim, those who would gather together, Bein Birushalayim, Bein Bebotei Knesiyos, we're talking about those who were in Yerushalayim or those who were in their own city in the shul, what would they do? Misanim basheni b'shabbos shalohem u'bashlishi. They would fast on the second day of the week, on Monday of their week, and on Tuesday. Ubarvi u'bachamishi, and also on Wednesday and on Thursday. These 4 days they would fast. Aval be'erev shabbos loy hoyu misanin mipnei kevod shabbos, but on Friday they would not fast because of the honor of Shabbos, so that they should not enter into Shabbos Friday night while they were starving. Ubiyechod b'Shabbos eina misanim, and also on Sunday they would not fast. Kidei shelo yetsu meyoinig Shabbos letzoyim, so that they should not come out from the oneg of Shabbos, from the pleasures of the Shabbos, into a fast day directly. Halacha dalet ubechol yoim vayoim mishabbos. And on each and every day of the week, Shehim Amodam, that is the time of their Maimed, each day of the week, Mispalalim Arba Tfilis, they would pray four prayers. They would daven four times during the day. And we learned these rules also in Hilchus Tainis. They would pray Shachris, Umincha, Uneila. The three prayers, Shachris, Mincha, and Neila. Neila, as in any fast day, V'oid, and besides this, Moisif and Tfilah Acheres, they would add another prayer, Bein Shachris U'Mincha, in the afternoon between Shachris and Mincha, V'hi Yisayr Olahem, and this is an extra prayer that applies only to them, to the Anshei Maimed. V'noisim Kapehem, HaKehanim B'Maimed, the Kehanim of the Maya, who were members of the Maimed, would lift up their hands to Duchen, to bless the people, Sholish Palmin B'chol Yoim, three times in each day during their week, B'Shachris, in the morning at Shachris, U'B'Tfila Zu HaYeseda, and in this extra prayer between Shachris and Mincha, U'B'Ne'ila, and in Ne'ila, but at Mincha they would not do so, as we learned in Hilchus Tainis, V'Chayrim B'Seif HaTorah, Shloisha Anoshim, they would read the Torah, and they would call up three people, Shtei Pa'amim B'chol Yom, twice during each of the days of their Maimed, B'Shachris, in the morning at Shachris, U'B'Tfila Shnei Hashem Yisifim, and in this second prayer that was added for them, Aval B'Mincha Lo Yehoyu Koyrim B'Seif HaTorah, but at Mincha time, they would not learn the Sefer Torah, Elo Alper Kekoyrim Neshma. They would read the parasha by heart, not out of a Sefer Torah. Just as when we say Kriya Shema, we are not particular to say it out of a Sefer Torah or out of a Siddur, but we can say it by heart. Ordinarily, you are not allowed to say Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, by heart. But Kriya Shema you are permitted to say, and in this particular case is also an exception. They would say it by heart. V'lo hayu miskapsim l'tfilas mincha. The Erev Shabbos, and on Friday they would not gather together to daven mincha. They would daven separately, not gather together. Shehem terudim l'Shabbos, because at that time everyone was occupied in the last minute preparations for Shabbos, so they would not be required to gather together for mincha. Halacha hey, v'kibutzam l'chol tefila me'arba tefilas elu, and they're gathering together to each prayer of these four prayers. Ba'amidosan Shamla Tfila, and they're standing up there to recite the prayer, Vilitechina, and additional prayers of begging for God's mercy, Ulabakosha, and the requests that are made for God's blessing, Vilikrois Batoira, and the reading of the Torah. This whole procedure that was performed when they would gather together each time, Nikra Maimed. This was called Maimed, the standing up. Halacha Vav, Ubamehem Koyrim, and what would they read when they read the Torah? B'masei Bereishis, they would read Masei Bereishis, the parasha that deals with the creation at the beginning of Sedra Bereishis. B'yayim Harishin, on Sunday, Koyrim Bereishis V'hirakia, they would read the parasha of Bereishis, the parasha for Sunday, and V'hirakia, the parasha of Monday, of the second day of the week. Basheni, on Monday, Yehirakia, the Yikavu. They would read Yehirakia, which is the creation of the second day, and Yikavu, the creation of the third day, of Tuesday. Bashlishi, on Tuesday, Yikavu Vihimoiris. They would read Yikavu and Yehimoiris, the portions of Tuesday and Wednesday. Baravi, on Wednesday, Yehimoiris Vihishritu. They would read the portion of Wednesday and Thursday. Bachamishi, on Thursday, Yishritu Vitoitse Horetz. They would read the portion for Thursday and Friday. Bashishi, on Friday. Toitzei Ha'aretz, they would read the portion of Friday. Vayechulu, and the portion of Shabbos. Halacha Zayin, Parsha Gedoyla, Koyrim Oysa Bishnayim. Since we said that they would call up three people to the reading, and what they would read each day is only two parshas, so one of the parshas had to be divided. So Parsha Gedoyla, the larger portion, Koyrim Moisa Bishnayim, would be divided. They would stop in the middle of it so that they would call two people to the reading. Uketana, and the smaller of the portions, Koyrim Moisa Echad. Only one person would read. Ushtei Parshis, Shekoyrim Shachrit, Heim Shekhoizim Koyrim Moisa Betvila Hasheni Basefer. And these same two portions that they would, these same two parshas that they would read in the morning, that is on Sunday, the portion of Bereishis for Sunday and Monday, etc., the same two portions that they read in the morning, these are the same two portions that they would read in the second prayer, in the extra prayer that they would gather for when they read it from a Sefer Torah. V'choizrim v'koyrim moysa v'mincha alpeh. And these are the same two parshas that they would read at mincha time when they would recite it by heart. Halochiches. Shmeinat Yemei Chanukah, on the 8 days of Chanukah, Lohoyu Anshe Maimed, Oisim Maimed B'Shachar. The men of the Maimed, of this committee, would not perform this Maimed procedure at Shacharis. V'chol Yoyim Sheyesh by Karben Musaf. And on any day in which Musaf was offered, such as Chalamei Yontiv and Chalameid and Rosh Chodesh, Lohoyu by Maimed, Loy B'Tvila Shnia, Shalahem V'Loy B'Mincha. There was no Maimed neither at this extra second prayer nor at Mincha, Ella b'Shachris uv'Neila b'Lvad, and only twice during those days would they have the Maimed at Shachris and at Neila. V'chol Yoim Shahaya by Karban ha'Eitzim, and on any day in which there was a special festivity because wood was offered in the Beis HaMikdash by those who those families who had special festival days on which they would offer wood to be brought on the altar. We will learn that in the next halacha. Lohoya by Maimed b'Neila. Then they would omit the Maimed at Neila. Ela b'Shachris u'b'Tfila Shniyo b'Mincha. They would have it only three times during the day. Shachris, the second extra prayer, and Mincha. Halacha tes umahu karban ho'etzim. And what is this offering of firewood? Zman kavua hoya l'mishpoches mishpoches. There were certain set times, certain particular days during the year, set aside one day for a particular family. So there were several families, each of whom had a day. Lotzeis la'yaodim, on which that family would go out into the forest, lahavi eitzim l'marocha, to bring wood for the fire that was burned on the altar. The yom sheyagia levnei mishpocha zu, and the day that when the day would arrive for the people of this family lahavi ha'etzim, to bring the firewood, hayu makrivim oilus nedava, they would also bring sacrifices, they would bring voluntary burnt offerings. V'zehu karban ha'etzim, and these sacrifices were called the offerings of the firewood. V'hoya lehem kimo yomtiv, and this would be like a yomtiv, like a festival day to them. V'asurim boi behesped uvetainis, and on that day they would be forbidden to recite a eulogy if someone had died. They would be forbidden to fast. U'basiyas melocha, and they would be forbidden to do melocha just as if it were chol hamoed. V'dover zeh minhag, and even though this is not a law, this is a custom that arose among the Jewish people, that they would have these festival days. Halochi yud, afilu yochid, sheis nadiv eitzim, or gzorim b'marocha, even, and not only these families that had a specific days when they would bring the offering of firewood, but even an individual person who would voluntarily offer firewood or pieces of lumber, long boards, b'marocha, to be burnt on the firewood on the altar. Aser ba'oise hayoyim be'ehesped v'tayinis u'b'asiyas melocha. On that particular day, he would be forbidden to recite a hesped, or to fast, or to do any melocha. V'dovaz ha-minhag. And this is not a law, but this is a minhag that arose among the Jewish people, a custom. Halochi yud-alef, anshei maimed, the members of the Maimed on their particular week, Asurim Milasaper Umelakabis Kol Shabbos Shelohem, they are forbidden to cut their hair, and they are forbidden to wash clothes, just as is our minig during the 9 days before Tisha B'Av. Ubachamishi, but on Thursday, Mutarim, they are permitted Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. Because of the honor of Shabbos, they're permitted to cut their hair and to wash on Thursday. Umipnei Ma Asur Aleihem Lesaper Lechabes. And for what reason did they forbid them to cut their hair or to wash clothes? So that they should not enter their week of Maimed while they presented an unkempt appearance. In other words, they should not rely on being able to wash their clothes or cut the hair during the week of the Maimed. They forbid this so that they would all be sure to do it in advance. They should cut their hair and wash their clothes before their week arrived. And